Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Why don't you welcome everybody this time?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast. And I only know that because it's right there at the bottom of this screen, and it's sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts. And this time, it's a very special episode. We are giving tribute.
Don't you steal my shit where I say it's a very special episode.
To Russia.
And it's not.
Because
that's my shit.
Russians have gotten a bad rap. You know, yeah, maybe they're invading another country, but fucking we've done that like how many times?
Two times.
So,
as in you and I, once.
Yeah. So we are giving it up to Russia this
episode. I'm not giving shit up to anybody.
This episode. And I want to tell my Russian friends out there, do svidaniya. Thank you for being you, my friends. Spasiba. Or whatever they say. I know these words because I read X-Men, and every once in a while, Kurt Wagner, that's Nightcrawler to you guys, would say some Russian words. Oh, no.
Bam!
He wasn't Russian. He was German. But
he
Colossus.
He was a demon, Joe.
Pyotr, whatever his fucking last name was, Nikolayevich, he was Russian. And
Ilyana!
He's the guy that would say spasiba. And Tovarich, he would call Wolverine Tovarich.
Fuck, I just thought.
And
of
he would
I
call
can.
Kitty Pryde. He would call her Katya, you know, because that's Russian or something. Let me share this shit.
Well, we're gonna start a new thing. It's where we try and do shit while it's happening, but don't take too much away from it. So when he's doing that, Kyle, hello, Mr. Mike, hello, Adam, hello, Emily, hello, and Mike again, Piotr Steele. I hope it wasn't, sir. I hope it wasn't. Joe, so you're going to have to keep up with these comments during the show. That's your new job. We're not doing it at the end anymore because that doesn't do anybody any good. And maybe if we say their name during the actual live stream, we'll have more than zero people sticking around by the end.
Let me turn on the comments and then like say a name at random.
I already did. We're all caught up on that.
Hey, Emily, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right, thanks for tuning in or whatever, you know. We're giving it up to Russia. Emily, you got anything to say about Russia? I didn't think so. But, hey, so, Tom, you're drinking something. What are you drinking, Tom?
Beer.
Tom's drinking a shiner, that lime shiner? Is that the... Oh, he's drinking a pale ale. I'm drinking a 1989.
For the year you were born, you old fuck, you old decrepit fuck.
You're up there too now, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tom, Like this.
Yeah, Joe.
What?
What? I don't know. You said so, yeah, Tom. So I'm saying so, yeah, Joe.
So anyway, while we're recording this show, I've already beaten Lisa at one game of dominoes.
He lost one.
And she doesn't want to go to bed until I beat her at another game.
No, because he already lost one.
So I'm going to play a game of dominoes, kick her ass as we're recording this, too.
What's that noise in the background?
Anyway,
it sounds like a bunch of dominoes being shifted around.
Your people call them bones, Tom.
What people would those be? The Southern Italian?
Yes, the Southern Italian. Hey, let's throw the bones.
I understand the big heavy chain wearing mother.
Caroline is at TFW right now. That's cool, Caroline. You know, but it's not going on yet, Caroline. It's still like 5 weeks or something.
No, no. She said that she will see us then.
Oh, she will. She will definitely see us then, Tom.
And hello, Larry. How are you? Joe, how was your week? No, fuck that. Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
How was your week?
It was good. I didn't have any kids this week.
Spring break. What happened?
They were on spring break, Tom.
So they went down to Florida or what?
Cozumel and
Belize.
Belize. And they went all over the
place. Honduras.
You were broke.
No, we didn't send that.
We're not.
Oh.
We are broke.
So one of the kids, got smart and has a friend.
I had to steal Lisa's wine because I don't have any money. And living it up in other countries. Oh, is that she's not supposed to know about the wine thievery?
No. I'm trying to keep up with all the things that are going. Dustin's on here. Hey, Dustin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck off. Ha ha. Dustin says. Tee hee. Mike says. So, yeah. All kinds of good shit going on the chat right now. You know, you probably wish you were there. And if you were not, what's wrong with you?
They probably like the audio version because the video version is very unpleasing to the eyes.
It's so unpleasing, Tom.
No.
Well, Joe, how was your week?
Tom, the week, I was thinking it was going to be a good week, but it wasn't. It was a pretty unprofitable week, you know? Kind of sucked because at this point of the year, I should be bringing in good money. I got a lot of work. But it's all like PO work, you know, where you're waiting for the money, you know, waiting for the money to come in. And then when the money comes in, it's like, well, shit, that shit's already gone because I already had to buy this and this and this. And anyway, any money that comes in now, it's just like, well, I got to do my taxes and I got to pay that shit. So, and I'm putting that off. And Lisa doesn't seem to understand why aren't we doing our taxes right now? Because I'm a fucking business owner. You know, and it's not fun to do my taxes. It's not like you or like you get all this money back. Oh, I have a kid. Give me thousands of dollars. Whatever. You know, it's like, no, I got a business. I got to pay thousands of dollars. That's stupid. It's stupid shit. We've reiterated this many times before. If you were on our chat right now and thinking of starting a business, do not do it. Don't fucking do it. Your job may suck, but you know what? It's better
you
off.
You have set hours. You know how much you're getting paid for those hours. Your taxes are very easy to file.
Probably got some benefits, you know, some vacation days, you know.
You married into benefits. What are you talking about?
Hey, hey. What fucking game you're playing?
Yeah. Oh, thank God for that green card. Yeah. Speaking of taxes, somehow. Don't know how, but three different people were working on my spreadsheet to type out or record all of the deductibles for the year, and somehow that got fucked up, so I started from January today retyping every single one, and so that's what I'm going to be doing this week, just retyping in.
Make a post about that.
So I was about to shoot myself in the goddamn head yesterday.
So what I do is I keep a spreadsheet throughout the year while I'm doing the state taxes, all the profit that comes in. I also do the expenses at the bottom. Like I have like the profits on top, the expenses at the bottom. I use that at the end of the year just to tabulate all that.
It's probably not
the best system for doing it, you know. Like I have a wife that knows how to do spreadsheets and everything, but never offers like to help me out or anything, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's worked for me, except for one year when I fucked up my taxes real bad, and it cost me a bit of money.
Oh, that was last year, wasn't it?
It was last year.
So it was 2 years ago's taxes, but they came back on me. Hey, you fucked up. Pay us like $17,000. I was like, no way. No way was that. So I had to reconfigure everything. So that was fine, by the way. And,
it doesn't matter. You're not in. Stop trying to cheat.
Shit. Okay, so yeah, there was that. Not a good time. No.
Yeah, I got that thing that said that I never filed my taxes.
So how did that work out? I know you mentioned that a while back. Like,
yeah, then they sent me a thing that says, oh, well, all right, well, then you owe this much more. So I'm just like, I'm not even fucking with it. Here's a check. Just leave me the fuck alone, please. So I figure if I just send them what they want.
So they fucked up and said you didn't file, but you did. And it's like, hey, pay us anyway.
If you owe us more money. Yeah, so I figure just give them what they're asking and they'll leave me alone.
They might. They might. But they might not. I don't know.
Well, I can just be in their good graces and just say, look, I paid what you asked me on time.
I'm a nice guy.
People like me. I have people skills.
I make masks.
I actually know how to make a mask. I don't use hot bubbling something. Well, no, I take that back. We'll get to that.
We'll get to masks. Because apparently anybody can make a mask.
I make masks.
Yeah, see, yeah. Especially with YouTube now, you can just fucking look it up and you don't have to go to clown college to get a degree.
Justin says it's good advice, and I'm thinking that's not, that's about the business. Like, don't fucking open up a business. Yeah, you're right. You know,
what's that in the background? It sounds like dominoes being.
It's dominoes. Or your people call them bones.
What people? The Southern Italians?
Adam, who has a Russian last name, says he can see Russia from his house. So I guess he lives in Alaska.
I do not see anybody named Adam.
President. You got it.
Well, Joe, what did you watch?
Tom, I finished a series called 1883. Have you ever heard of this, Tom?
I mean, I've heard of the year, yes.
Yeah. Well,
I know there was a year.
This show happened prior to this beer, 1909. It is about the Oregon Trail. You've heard of that, right?
No.
So it was a trail that people would go on, you know, to get from, like, Texas to Oregon or what have you. And, like a lot of people died on the way because it was full of hardships. You know, people didn't know there's rattlesnakes out there and they might bite you. And then what do you do when a rattlesnake bites you? You die.
Well, they took a bunch of Germans.
Yeah. So it was a bunch of Germans gone and they don't know shit about the U.S., you know, about, you know, and there's also things like water, you know, you got to boil water and shit. You can't just drink it or you'll fucking die. There's also things like Indians, you know, and you know, like, Indians are good weird. People, Tom. We don't ever want to say that they were like mean and like would kill a lot of white people. But they did. They're
savages.
Killed the fuck
they're
out of
no
white people.
Good, bloodthirsty,
you know,
raping savages.
White people
savages.
Don't know how to fight for shit. You know,
they don't know how to shoot.
Until white people got guns, they could not beat the Indians.
They still couldn't shoot. they were shooting. They had like 10 people that were shooting and chasing people.
It's because they watched Star Wars. Mm. You know, they learned to shoot from Star Wars, and like nobody knows how to shoot in Star Wars.
Those white people couldn't.
So, yeah, it's about that. It's about getting to Oregon. It's about the.
It's about getting to Oregon in my anus.
But they didn't. Like, one dude made it to Oregon. One-legged German guy made it to Oregon. The rest
what'd
of them
ended up
in Montana or the Dakotas or one of that. Yeah, he did. He hopped out there. It's a good show if you dig Westerns. I know, Tom, Westerns aren't your thing. Not
There's
at
one
all.
One good one.
Yeah.
you can buy the edited shirt at fazcustomshirts.com.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Big City Rustlers, which is a good one. But, yeah, so.
So you said they came across many hardships.
Very much a hardship here and there, Tom. And it was not a nice time for them. And you know what? We live in a good time. We live in a time where we don't have to go through that shit, you know, to where, hey, we get sick. We can go to a doctor or not. I choose not to, you know, because fuck doctors is my thing. Or, you know, we can hop on a highway and just fucking drive, you know. And Indians are just, like, thrown off to reservations now. We don't have to worry about them anymore. So, yeah, now it's a good time to be alive, I think. You know, for a little while anyway.
So you said they came across a lot of hardships, Joe.
I did.
Did they come across any soft ships?
They did. Soft shell. Caroline says they're going to stop by the Garland location soon. Yeah, do that, Caroline. Usually there. Usually it's a big
bring match. Money.
But yes, money is always good if you're going to come.
Cash.
To
Mm-hmm. Or wash your hands though.
Yeah, don't.
There's it's no cool. water.
Or bring beer.
Or bring beer. Yeah, beer is always good to bring.
So would recommend?
I would. I would recommend the series. It is a prequel to the show Yellowstone, which I haven't seen, and maybe I'll watch that show. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Well, that sounds very interesting. I will have to put it in my Kuyui and check it out.
I don't think you will for some reason, Tom. I don't think, you know, that's your type of thing. But that's okay.
Well, Joe.
What did you watch, Tom?
I watched You, the movie. It's where a... Yes, you.
Like the animal, a you?
No, like you. A bunch of people go to the beach and then turn into you. Because I watched Old, you see. Have you heard of this movie, Old?
The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes, the Mr. Knight movie.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know.
I've not heard of anybody that's seen this except for you.
Yeah, that's not surprising, I guess. So yeah, this is about a fucking magical beach that just happens to be at the right place on Earth. That makes your cells grow super fast. So in the span of like 24 hours, you'll live out your whole life cycle. You just get old really quick. So there's just a bunch of ridiculously terrible scenarios of people getting old. And the script's fucking written terribly. The actors deliver the script fucking terribly. And everything about this is pretty fucking idiotic and ridiculous. I would highly recommend you getting some beer and watching this.
So is it just like adults though? Like, is there a kid that goes?
No, there's a few kids.
Yeah. There's, so like, what happens to them? Do they turn like 30 or something and decide, well, fuck it, I want to kill myself anyway? You know, 40.
Yeah, and then they turn about 16 and do some fucking, and then step out of the tent and automatically 8 months pregnant. Some idiotic shit, Joe.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Good laughs.
You're not kidding around there, right?
Mm-mm, not at all. Not at all. It's fucking, it's written so bad. The dialogue's awful. Like, these two little kids are talking to each other on the beach. Like, hey, let's become best friends, and when we grow up, we can live next to each other and have mortgages and shit. Just like, what? Okay. Yeah, I would definitely recommend getting a handful of beers and whatever else things you use to help you. What is that? Sounds like dominoes are being moved around.
Like, when you were a kid, when you were a young lad, did you ever go to the beach and wish you were old enough to, like, do whatever the older people were doing?
See, going to the beach was a little different for me because I'm a fucking whale, so I got beached. And people just had to fucking roll me back into the water while I was going. So I didn't necessarily try and go to the beach because I needed to breathe.
Breathe that water.
Yes, like all mammals do.
And push it out your blowhole.
Yes.
Yes.
So old, it is not a good movie at all, but it is very entertaining, and I was just baked. I wasn't drunk. But,
what's this streaming on? And
Redbox.
Like, Shyamalan was like a big dude in the theaters, right?
Did this? No, I think he was always a little guy, but it did get a theatrical release, yes.
It did, okay.
Yes, I rented the Blu-ray for 80 cents at Redbox with a coupon.
So, would recommend.
Yeah, I would. I don't think I'll ever watch this fucking silly shit ever again. But I was entertained by how fucking dumb it was.
You and
might. There's not a twist. There's a reveal. And then it ends like three different times. It probably just should have ended on the first ending, but it doesn't. And then there's a few more after that that kind of.
So what does it mean? What do you mean by it ends three different, like a Lord of the Rings thing? You think that's the end?
And yeah, then you know, like how a movie fucking, you know, it ends like, okay, that's it. Oh no, here's another scene, and then you think, okay, they ended it. Now, nope, here's another one. You stupid fuck. It's like, why'd you end your movie three, four times? Just once, and that's the end. It's very shitty, very shittily made movie. But it was entertaining if you want some fucking ridiculous, dumb garbage.
Yeah. That one's not streaming anywhere yet, I don't think. So you folks, you're going to have to wait a little bit.
You might like it because it's a kind of Twilight Zone-esque. It's just the execution.
Well, it's got that poster where one leg's fine and the other one's like all bones and old and shit. So I was like, oh shit, that's like they're getting old, like one leg of theirs is getting old.
And it's got the older son from Hereditary in it.
Oh, the guy with the big ass mole like somewhere on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they make sure they cast actors like a little kid actor and then him and a guy that's older who all has a mole on their lip. Like, the kid does not have an accent, but when he's a 56-year-old guy, he's talking like some fucking dude selling burritos or some shit. It's ridiculous. It's a fucking ridiculous movie, Joe, but I had some very good laughs because it was it made so poorly. It sounds like you did, Tom. So, would recommend.
All right. So I watched a movie called Fisher. And this is a movie on Prime, Amazon Prime. And, like, I didn't know it was going to be one of these independent movies, you know, that could have been made, like, by somebody next door or something.
Or somebody you know.
Yeah. All right. But it is. And it's got a 2-hour running time, which it didn't fucking need. It is about a chick that she fishes, Tom, online.
Why?
For gifts. Like, puts pictures that are not her. It's like, hey, this is me. I'm hot as fuck. Send me some gifts. And they do. And, like, she's heavily involved with the church or something. So it has
to be. Which church?
You know what? This movie fucking sucks. This is everything that's wrong with independent movies. It horribly acted. It's got, like, a little bit of a script. It's just shit, and doesn't go anywhere. It's got, like, one or two kills in it that it's just, like, show some blood splatter to the side or something, and, like, there's nothing. There's nothing to it. It tries to be, like a murder mystery. Like, who is it? Who are they killing? You know? And it's like, oh, this girl shouldn't be fishing, you know? But
she's got to. She's the fisher.
Right.
Does she catch any fish and hold it out like this so you just see the very tips of her fingers so it looks like a bigger fish?
Kinda. You know, and it's just, I don't know. And it's one of these movies that, like it's, you can buy it at Walmart or whatever, you know, like all these fucking pieces of shit movies have distribution or something all of a sudden for some fucking stupid reason. But they're not good, man. This one is definitely not good.
So what is it actually about? You were just rambling on.
No, it's about fishing. It's like a murder mystery. It's like this chick that's like hustling dudes for money online. But she's involved with the church, and, like, a church lady finds out, thinks, like, oh, my husband is, like, giving money to this one bitch. And you know, it's like a whole bunch of red herrings, like, who is the killer? But you don't
care. Shout out to Red Harry.
Like, you don't care who the killer is because it's so bad. I do not recommend. If you do hate yourself and want to watch it, it is on Amazon Prime.
Some people, that's their kink.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people, like, yeah, that if that's your kink, it's like being shitty to yourself, watch this movie.
Or drink your own piss.
Yeah.
There's people out there that do that too.
There is people out there that do that. Waterworld and all that. No Russians in Waterworld, though. Shitty movie.
I'm surprised when we did our top magazines, yours wasn't Waterworks. I thought that would have made the list somewhere.
I've never even heard of that.
I remember being a young child, and my buddy was like, "Tee-hee! Look what I found in my dad's fucking box in the garage." And it was like, man. I forget what it's called, but maybe the green sheet, where it's like a fucking, like a free thing that shows all the cars Jobs. For sale.
Yeah.
And it's like a real shitty print, like old comics. Mm-hmm. And it was a porno magazine printed on that kind of stuff called Waterworks, all about pissing on people and shit. And this dude had stacks of them in this box. It was kind of fucking.
Were you
gross,
sitting on Joe. Your buddy's lap when he was showing this to you?
You can't whack me off when you're sitting on my lap, or vice versa. No, we are standing up, looking over our shoulders, making sure none of the parents were going to come in. Sitting on laps. What's wrong with you?
I didn't grow up in the suburbs, Tom.
No, missed out. Everyone was whacking each other off.
The way you're describing it, fuck yeah, I missed out.
Piss magazines and touching each other's cocks. It was glorious times.
Sounds funny.
How to be 6 years old again. Well, Joe, have you ever seen a movie called Death Promise?
Death Promise. No, I haven't even heard of that.
This is about a slumlord, or I guess a gang of slumlords who own the block. Or blocks, I don't know. But they're pissed off that their tenants aren't paying enough in rent. So they say, fuck it. And do dastardly shit. I don't, it kind of sucks. I just really, honestly, like, I'm not a martial arts guy. And first and foremost, it's a martial arts movie.
Well, Tom, I've seen your martial arts movie. You are definitely a martial arts guy.
Well, I mean, I'm a martial artist.
Right. But
I don't like most of the movies because they make a mockery out of it, quite honestly. Ever since the Great White Ninja passed away, it just seems like nobody had the capabilities to make a competent movie around the arts of martials. I know you're more of a TJ Maxx artist yourself. But
so is this an Asian movie?
No, it's a New York-based movie. It's just a very effeminate white guy and his black buddy who has an afro that's like combed into the shape of an ass on his head. They go and kill the council of stereotypical exploitation villains who own their blocks or whatever. It's just, it's a fucking Vinegar Syndrome movie. So they're playing on the fact that hopefully you'll giggle at the shitty sound effects and bad acting. And if you like martial arts movies, maybe you will. It's just I've seen so many bad movies that are more entertaining than this one. And the fact that I don't like martial arts movies, it just really didn't do anything for me. However, if you do like martial arts movies,
which I do,
well, then I could see you probably getting a kick out of this one.
A kick? So, no, but are the martial arts sequences good at least?
No, of course it's not.
Because it's a New York
movie. Well, I mean, because it's a Vinegar Syndrome movie. I'm sure there's like actual martial arts companies out there that like that's what they do is release martial arts movies. So if it was good, they probably would have had this one, right? But it's not. So Vinegar Syndrome put it out and charges you $32 for it.
So it's got a slipcase, that's what you're saying.
Well, it's only limited to 15,000. So if you want one, you better jump on it.
Or get it from Tom, who is, I'm sure, selling it right now.
No,
right?
No.
No, you're going to hold on to this one?
No, I did not buy this.
Oh, okay.
Because, again, not a big kung fu movie guy. So I was like, yeah, I'll check it out.
So what do you do? You're just saying, like, hey, what's Vinegar Syndrome putting out? And you're going to watch it, like, somehow?
If it looks kind of interesting, I'll make a note of it. And if I come across it somewhere. Because, you know, I'm just like, I look and see what the fuck they put out and shit. It's like, I'm not going to buy that, but I'll remember the title. And if it pops up somewhere, I'm like, all right, I'll watch that. And then I was going to watch New York Ninja today. And then I got like 1 second in. And I'm just like, you just watched that martial arts movie you didn't give a fuck about. Why are you going to watch another one? And I was just like, nope. So yeah, maybe check it out if you're into bad movies and martial arts. But if you're not into both of those, I would say would not recommend.
Tom does not recommend this one. So, Tom, I watched a movie called Hellbenders. And this is a Shudder movie. And you love Shudder flicks, right?
No, I don't.
You don't. You don't. And you would not like this one.
Why? Because it fucking sucks because it's on Shudder?
No, it's stylized.
Oof.
Yeah. So this is a witchcraft movie, which, you know, that's my genre. I dig that shit.
Because you are a fucking boy witch. What is it, a warlock?
No, he just likes the boobies that come along with the witch movies.
Yeah, witches tend to get naked, and I dig that, you know? And I know you're anti-nudity, anti-tits, Tom, but...
Well, I don't know. When I think witches, I think, like, hags. Like hags in the woods and shit.
Hags in the woods. Oh, because you're Italian and it's in the spring. Yeah, I get it. I get
that's
it.
That's just my grandma.
Yeah, you know, the fat Italian chicks with the saggy, ugly tits.
You mother man, her eye just fall into sauce.
Now I get it. Now I know why you don't like this genre, but okay.
No, because I mean, when you think witch, it's stereotypical hags.
No, when you think that, because you're Italian, and it's like, oh, the fucking strega with the ugly tits and everything. I get it. I think
they're more Eastern European, or if they're green, they're more American.
Or from Chicago, you know? But
those are the Blackhawks.
Well, the White Hawks?
The African American Hawks. Sorry, my bad, dog.
You can say black, you just have to
capitalize. Hey, no, you can't. Not here, you can't.
You can. You just have to capitalize the B.
Okay, so this is about a chick
woman
that lives with her mom, and they have like a house out, you know, secluded, and this girl has never been exposed to the rest of the world. Her mom keeps her.
Damn, like The Village, that M. Night Shyamalan movie. Right.
Yeah, but it's just her and her mom. And like to keep her interested, her and her mom like play in a band. So they put on makeup. They play little songs that only have like one chorus that they do over and over again.
And then she gets a friend or something who lives a little bit away.
And it's all women empowerment songs, you know. And
is that what would happen? Like she finds a friend in like the next closest house?
She does.
Fucking old Shazam talked about this one, boy.
Oh, did he?
Why don't you do it in his voice, Joe?
So... She met a girl at this pool house, and they become real good friends, you see? And
friends.
Then, well, her friend decides she's kind of weird, so she kind of pushes her away. And then she decides, well, what's wrong with me? Oh, my gosh, I'm a witch. I'm a witch. I got some witchy stuff in my house. And Mama, why didn't you tell me that I'm a witch? And Mama's like, well, I'm trying to protect you, darling. I'm trying to protect you.
You're pronouncing too many syllables.
From the word.
There's no G's.
Why don't you get your own fucking podcast?
Oh, I'm letting you know.
This is a DWN's podcast.
Right, but you're doing that whole, like, dialogue.
So when you say witchy.
Southern?
Right. Well, why don't you say it?
Southern?
Say, you know, give me the plot synopsis.
No, this ain't my podcast.
I didn't think so, because you don't want to... So anyway, what they do from there is, like, the mama starts teaching her more about the witchcraft, and, like, you don't need no friends. You know, I'm your only friend. And like,
All right, Joe, shut your eyes for a second. Picture this guy's smiling face in your head. Now do the voice.
Shazam. So the mom was teaching her, like, if you eat some worms, you get their blood and you get their power.
What, the power of a worm?
The power of a worm. It can make you see the world in a different way. But the girl says, you know, in her mind, like, well, if I can eat that from a worm, maybe if I eat my friend.
Whoa, is this some lesbo movie?
She does. Yeah, she eats her friend out.
No, she does not eat her friend out. Because Tom's about to rent this shit, right? Like, right now.
Nah, it's on Shudder. I will not.
Tom doesn't like porn. We've established Tom's Italian. He, you know, he's got this whole visage of Italian. It's like, oh, it's all fat, ugly chicks. No, I don't want to watch that. You know, there's a lot of good porn out there, Tom. But this movie isn't one of them. This movie... I'm not going to say it's bad. It's half good, half bad. because it starts establishing really good shit. And then all of a sudden, hey, let's play in our band again. Bum, bum, bum. We're women. We're women. Who gives a fuck? And then, like, a lot of the shit that they, like, hey, we're going somewhere with this. It doesn't go anywhere. But then again, there is a bunch of good shit in it. It's like half of a good movie. And, like, if you look, you know, it's like the director... He is the husband of the lady in the movie, and the two girls that are in it, they're his daughters. So it's a big family thing. So it is kind of a...
They're all good actors.
Like an independent movie.
They were good actors.
In a way, you know?
I don't...
Yeah, they were all good, but it's just it has so much going on that they want to do that they fuck it all up. They fuck themselves.
As independents.
Right, as independent movie people tend to do.
But at least they only made it 83 minutes, and it wasn't a whole fucking
thing. It wasn't 2 hours like that fucking Fisher. It wasn't a two-hour movie. This one is like...
I still don't know what the fuck that movie's about.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just fuck that movie. Fuck that. If you see that movie, just fucking run away from that one. But this one
just run away.
This one,
oh, I'm just scrolling through Amazon. Oh, shit, Fisher's on. I throw the remote.
Yeah, throw the remote and just run out the fucking house, for sure.
Hopefully it doesn't look too silly because I was looking at a Wetworks magazine and my buddy happened to be sitting on my lap.
Wetworks? So
the fucking, Waterworks, whatever the fuck it was. Wildcats, 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 Wildcats.
Fuck.
Well, I didn't watch anything else. That's it.
Yeah, that was the last thing that I watched, Tom.
Oh, thank God. Hey, you hear that? It sounds like a bunch of cubes being moved around.
It does, doesn't it?
No. So what are you doing over there? Moving around a bunch of dominoes?
Moving around a bunch of cubes, Tom.
Tiles.
All right. Well, this is your dog. You can fuck it. I'm just holding the head.
So cube.
10.
Cube 3. Or cube
0.
Cube 0.
7.
Like Sprite 0.
Yeah. So this is the third entry in the Cube movies. And this time it's distributed by Lionsgate. So
the other two.
Yeah, money.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this one, it seems like they got a bit more money to play with, especially after that second one.
Not really.
And we get a background.
They just did something different with the money that they had.
Did. And the cubes, they don't look as like brightly lit. They don't look like they did in the last few things.
It looks like a amalgamation of the first and second movies.
Fuck, that's a big word, Tom. Amalgamation? What the fuck does that even mean? You know our demographic that's listening to this shit.
You remember when DC and Marvel, they got together
Amalgam!
And made Dark Claw? That's what it means.
All right, so yeah, but we're given a little bit of a backstory because this movie starts out with a guy is just working in a dingy little room. And they're the guys that record the people that are in the cube. Like they're fucking taking their brainwave scans or something. I don't remember what they're trying to do. But like one guy.
They're prisoners.
Yeah, because they are. They're prisoners. Everybody's prisoners, we find out.
At the very end of the movie. So let's just skip ahead to the end of the movie. This was another one. When we talked about the first one, I was just like, yeah, I mean, there wasn't enough there for me to give a fuck. I want to know why they're there, why this is happening. So in the second one, they say, oh, yeah, we're testing fucking time travel and shit. And in this one, they just said, oh, fuck it. You know, we're just fucking with prisoners. That's all this cube shit was for. It's just a fuck with prisoners. Don't know what they're testing shit for. Doesn't matter. The movie fucking sucks. It's not as bad as the last one. It looks like a cheap piece of shit. It looks like it probably premiered on the Sci-Fi Channel. The guy who plays the fucking crippled guy is awful. I don't know what the fuck direction he was given, but he fucking sucked big time. A lot of this movie was fucking garbage, and this will go in the subgenre of movies where it has fucking guys drawing comic books and just drawing their little sketch comic book superheroes of themselves. I don't know what's with movies and doing that shit, but it fucking happens a lot. And stop doing it because it fucking sucks.
You know, unlike you, I didn't
Earth
think it was
versus the spider.
You know, I agree with you on the second one. The second one's a piece of shit. But this one was all right. You know, the acting was a lot better. And yeah, it gives you something. It gives you more of a plot, you know. And like, you're right about the guy with the little fucking eye prosthetic. You know, what the fuck was that about? They don't explain that. You know, so why does he have this?
Fucking skin color wasn't even the same.
Yeah, and why is it all stupid? And you know,
is it a diamond? Is it some kind of screw? You'll
never
know.
Yeah, it was like
know.
A diamond or something. It served no purpose. You know, they could have just made him like a mean dude, you know, and it would have been the same thing that, you know, there was nothing to it. But overall, like I dig the movie. I thought it was good. I thought, you can do without the second flick. You can watch the first one. You can watch this one. You're not going to lose anything. You know, so
I mean, you'll lose something. You'll lose that fucking time that you had that you could have been fucking watching something better.
I mean,
spending it with your loved ones.
No, we watched
instead of watching fucking this guy. Blue room, thwip thwip thwip.
You know, after we watched all the fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, I don't think we can get worse than that. And this is definitely not worse than that, man. That set a really low fucking bar to how bad you can get for movies. You know, these are okay.
I'm not digging them, and I am thankful there is only one left, and I am even more thankful that it's not a Canadian production, so at least it'll be fucking different.
Is that available to watch anywhere?
What? The next one?
Yeah.
I sure hope so, because we got to watch it.
Yeah, but you know, that's the one that just came out last year, right?
I guess. I don't know. I fucking never seen these movies before.
Yeah,
Joe.
I mean, it's just a Chinese movie that came out just last year, right? Which is a remake of the first one.
I just know there's an Asian remake that's the last one, and then I never have to watch a fucking Cube movie again.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, I mean, you love all the fucking chainsaw movies, you know, and those were shit. That was just fucking garbage. But
I would probably say that Cube 2 is worse than that fucking god-awful Leatherface movie.
Would you now?
I would. Cube 2 was fucking shit fuck.
It was, and it was, yeah.
Leatherface movie could have been a whatever movie if it wasn't a chainsaw movie. If this wasn't a Cube movie, it'd still be a fucking piece of shit.
Okay, but they only made 3 plus the remake, which I haven't seen. The thing is, they're not like rehashing the same shit and sell it to fucking rubes like they are on the Texas Chainsaw shit.
All those 3 movies were the same shit. It's fucking unlikable idiots who can't act walking
through
tubes.
What the fuck is the Texas Chainsaw stuff? That's the same shit.
Yeah, but they're not walking through cubes. They're walking through Texas, California, Louisiana, and Bulgaria.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's all garbage, man.
Except the second one. That's pretty good.
No. That one's the fucking worst one of them all.
It's pretty good. I agree. Can't wait to
Cube Zero is pretty good. So you heard it from here. Tom said Cube Zero, pretty good.
Would not recommend.
It's on Tubi if you want to watch it. They're all on Tubi. But, yeah.
Except this remake. I didn't see that on there, but we'll find it somehow.
Somehow.
I'm sure it's on Shudder. Get your Paramount Plus subscription and watch fucking Cube. Well, Joe, you like comic books? You ready to swing into action?
Comic book or two, Tom?
Well, Joe, if you like to read comic books, may I suggest this one that I still haven't had time to fucking read. It's just been sitting here for... One of these days, I'll get to it.
You should show him his wedding gift that we never gave him.
It's at the shop. So, yeah. So, Spider-Man's. What issue is this, Tom?
106.
106. This is a big fucking cliffhanger. And the last one, Smythe set up some fucking cameras on the building tops and, like, Spider-Man's took off his mask like he's Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garner or something, like always taking off his mask when he's on the fucking rooftop. And, well, shit, we got you on camera now, you dumb fucker. But Peter Parker is no fucking dupe. You know, he does what anybody could do. Anybody in the world. He makes a mask.
So... I'm not sure what method he actually used to do this because it was only three panels, maybe four. If it's just, oh, I got to put release on my face so it doesn't stick to me. Safety first.
Mm-hmm.
But then the first panel I had a problem with is it just looked like he made a plaster. I knew
while reading this that Tom was going to have some professional issues with Peter Parker making a fucking mask.
Because it came out is, okay, how it's drawn, this came out like the best piece ever. Like it was a fucking some Rick Baker, Dick Smith shit. Like it was just... Oh, look at this greatest product that ever been produced. So this fucking guy, it looks like he just did plaster bandages over his face, which is fine. If you just want a simple replica, okay. Maybe burn your skin or something. I'm not sure.
Do you think Peter was a Don Post fan? And probably
no. I do not. I think that he should not have used those cut-off straws to stick in his nose to breathe. Because figure this, he's just doing this stuff himself, right? So he's not looking around and he just hits those fucking straws and they go all the way up his nose. And now he has to go into the fucking emergency room in his Spider-Man costume with this stupid fucking thing on his head. Doing straws with life casts, very unsafe, and that's one of the biggest pet peeves of mine when it comes to effects shit. So when I saw this, I was just like, Peter Parker's a fucking idiot. And then after that, he pours some kind of hot molten piss liquid. I don't know. It looked like hot pea soup or hot honey. Or something. I don't know what he was heating up to pour into this plaster. Clay isn't that color. And that would be the only thing I could think of that he would heat up to put into this plaster cast to make a copy of whatever that negative was. However, the next panel is just him painting it. So did he pour fucking some piss clay into this thing and just paint the clay? Not how this works. I fucking didn't see who wrote this thing. I'm guessing Stanley or his boy protege.
Yeah.
But yeah, not how it works. I appreciate the fact that you had some kind of idea in the fact that he used some mold release. But no, I don't think so. However, I do feel now that I have to make that mask. So it is added to the list. I don't know if I will get to it, but if you want a podcast exclusive mask, a replica of the one Peter Parker made in Amazing Spider-Man. I think
you have to do it just so you can recreate those panels. You know?
No, because I'm not fucking copying my face. I'm just going to sculpt the motherfucker.
Well, nobody wants to copy your face, for sure, man.
And I'm not going to fucking pour some hot shit into fucking nothing. I'm just going to, if I do it, I'm just going to sculpt the motherfucker and make the mold. So, that's kind of what I'm saying. What he did... So you could have made an alginate life cast of your face. Oh, by the way, hey, Connors, I need your lab again. Can you get the fuck out while I work in here, not giving you any money for electricity or water?
No problem.
Can you just, you know, fuck off?
But he does acknowledge that, you know, Connors is a nice guy and everything.
Yeah, a little
too nice. Doesn't tell Connors that. But he acknowledges it to himself.
So what I'm saying is there's a lot of fucking problems in this issue, Joe.
So what else we got going in this issue is Harry Osborn is still like sitting around like a dumb fuck. And Mary Jane is still being a whore, you know, like being real shitty. And hitting on Peter.
And, well, Harry Osborn's just recovering from a drug overdose. Oh, I sure would love to stick my wiener in. Shut up, I'm gonna fuck your buddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Fucking bitch.
Then we have one very brief scene with Flash Thompson. It's like he's like kind of acting all shitty and everything, and like maybe he's got PTSD from Vietnam. Maybe he
does. He has those fake legs and he doesn't want to tell anybody.
Well, I don't know, we haven't got there. I mean, but yeah, and that one comic I did read, he was a Venom.
I can't hear you over the ice machine.
That's okay, Tom.
It sounds like somebody's moving around dominoes.
So yeah, I mean, we're not that far into Flash Thompson's life yet, but yeah, the rest of the issue has to deal with the fucking Spider Slayer, and Smythe made a bigger one that he could crawl into and kick Spider-Man's ass, and he does. He captures Spider-Man's in a web. Isn't that fucking ironic? Huh? He does. But the biggest thing in this issue is Spider-Man knows how to make masks. And, you know, he could have done ASM Productions if he wanted to.
Oh, you know, I get back it. Then.
Yeah, you got it now, right? Right, you got it. ASM Productions could have been big. He could have been making, you know, forever faces. And it's like, but Tom, answer me this. Why do you need more than one if it's your forever face? But anyway... So, yeah. So he captures Spider-Man's, and that's where we are at the end of this issue. It's a big fucking cliffhanger again. So this is a three-part story. Whoa. Is this Stan Lee's last Spider-Man story?
I hope. I fucking hope.
And I'm pretty sure we at least missed one anal by now. But...
No, we haven't. I checked. I double checked last week.
Okay.
There's still not another anal for like 2 years. Like all the anals that are going on, they're all reprints. The beetle comes out. It's like, oh.
You remember that issue? Because I don't.
And why should you?
Luckily, we're almost at the end, Joe.
Yep.
You like lists?
Sometimes, Tom. Sometimes. But I think we got a pretty good one this time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. So this time we are giving tribute to Russians. Tom, Russians have gotten a pretty bad rap right now. And it's like, hey, it's not their fault that their leader is like trying to invade another country. You know, Russians have been, you know, a big part of cinema, a big part of a film, and like, yeah, now with this list, we're going to give tribute to them, Tom. Right?
I'm not. I'm just going to list some movies. You can do whatever the fuck you want about that Blueberry Hill shit, but not I, said to me.
What are you talking about, Tom, Blueberry Hill?
Fucking, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I just seen some fucking video where Putin was at some fucking, some shit on stage singing Blueberry Hill and then Snake Plissken's in the crowd fucking... This is great. It was fucking very weird. One of the odd, I mean, that's a same word for weird, but strange, maybe queer. Maybe that's the word. It's a very queer video. I would highly suggest everybody go to the DWN Productions Terrible Horror Crap podcast page and watch Putin fucking sing Blueberry Hill while fucking Kevin Costner fucking and whoever the fuck else clapping and thinking this is the greatest shit ever.
You didn't think he was good, Tom?
I fuck. Hom Frank Machrichum. It's a very ugly language those crackers have.
He was singing in English.
Yeah, but just the accent and everything was very unpleasant to the ears. Hey, man, I know I'm taking the unpopular opinion on this, but I'm not a fan of that guy.
That's okay, Tom. That's okay.
List so. Now. Thank you.
So we're doing Russians in cinema. And on my honorable mentions, I've got Rocky IV. Rocky fights a Russian. Not a good movie. That's why it's on my honorable mentions. I have Eastern Promises, which is about the Russian mob. I have The Hunt for Red October. We got Sean Connery playing a Russian submarine commander that's wanting to defect to the U.S. Then I have Police Academy Mission to Moscow, where the Russians want to bring in American police people and teach them how to be police or whatever. Then I have Telephone with Charles Bronson playing a Russian. And he's trying to stop sleeper agents that are still out there. So if, when they get a phone call, they're going to become assassins. So Charles Bronson has to stop them. Russian Charles Bronson. And those are my honorable mentions.
Good. I have The Punisher in it. Kevin Nash plays a character called the Russian. And then I have the Big Lebowski because he drinks White Russians. And then I have Street Fighter because I'm not sure if he was in the movie, but in the game, Zangief was a Russian. And then I have the New Mutants because I remembered that when you were talking about Colossus and I couldn't think of any other one.
Ilyana Rasputin.
So those are my honorable mentions.
All right. So anyway, Dustin says, video game is hard as fuck. I don't know what he's talking about, but he said that.
I'm guessing Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, fuck. I didn't number these. But anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Let's see. At number 10, I have PU239. This is a made-for-HBO movie where a guy smuggles out some plutonium from a fucking, I don't know, a place where they make energy out of fucking nuclear reactors and shit. And he takes it out and he wants to sell it to like the mob or whatever. But it's just killing him because he's walking around with it. You know, and he should know better if he worked in this place. But it's a fucking depressing movie and it's pretty fucking good. I recommend it. PU239, highly recommended.
I have Avengers Endgame because Black Widow's in it, you see. Not the best movie, but...
Fuck no, it's not.
It's got a Russian in it.
It does.
You can see how my list is going to go.
At number 9, I have Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a Russian and Jim Belushi playing an American. They have to team up to take down a Russian guy that's come in and he's like being a drug dealer or whatever. But yeah, it's a Walter Hill movie. It's pretty fucking good.
I have the Avengers because Black Widow's in it, you see. This was one of the better MCU movies. Yeah. Can see where this list is going.
Yes, you put no effort into it. Might as well have been last week, Tom. Okay, so at number 8, I have a movie called The Punisher. There's a guy named Kevin Nash that plays a character called The Russian.
For my number 8, I also have a Marvel movie. And this is Infinity War, Joe. Because Black Widow's in it, you see. Because she's a Russian.
At number 7, I have Guy Ritchie's movie Snatch. There's a character on here called Boris the Blade. And he's an ex-KGB agent.
What's wrong? They couldn't call this movie Pussy?
Mm-mm.
Because they're too classy.
Because they're stealing stuff, you know. They're not pussying stuff. They're stealing stuff.
I see. Number 7. I have Beer Fest. Because it's about all the countries around the world coming together for a contest. And, I couldn't remember if there was a Russian team in there. But, you know, I would think somewhere there would be, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I went with Beer Fest.
All right. At number 6, I have a movie called Citizen X. This was a made-for-HBO movie. And this is about... the first documented Russian serial killer. This is a guy that killed a bunch of kids.
like Russia didn't want to admit they had serial killers. No, that's not shit we have here. That's
what
shit.
Didn't they? What did they have?
They got it in America. You know, here we don't have serial killers. But in Russia, they did. And it's all about this guy. And it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
My number six is Hellboy. Because it has Black Widow in it, you see.
You fuck.
Yeah. Come on now, number five.
At number five, I have the movie Predators. Because one of the guys they pulled into the Predator planet to kill, you know, for the Predator to kill was a guy named Nikolai. And he was a Russian fucking soldier.
All right, we can throw Predators on my number five honorable mentions. That's fine. That's the one. Movie. That's the one with your boy, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. Yes. Yeah.
I think I got that in the old library. Number five.
In the Dollar Theater, Tom.
Number five. Civil War. It's got Black Widow in it, you see. Yeah.
At number four, I have the movie Rounders, which is a poker playing movie. John Malkovich plays a character called Teddy KGB. He's Russian.
Of course he is. Number four, I've got a movie you talked about last week. It's Nobody. It has Black Widow in it.
Okay, at number three, I have Hellboy, which has Rasputin as the villain. One of the greatest people that ever came out of Russia was Rasputin, aside from Stalin.
My number three is No Retreat, No Surrender. Because in it, it has the first on-screen appearance of Black Widow.
My number two is No Retreat, No Surrender, which has Jean-Claude Van Damme playing a Russian.
My number two is Meet the Feebles. Because they play Russian roulette in it.
Eh. Whatever, though. So my number one is Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, with Pavel Chekhov, who is a Russian.
My number one is Bullets of Justice. I would recommend people who like wild shit watch this. Very good. Very fun. Even you might have a good time watching this one, Joe. But I doubt it.
I doubt it too, Tom.
Anyways, tune in next week where we count down our top 10 things that have wheels. Enjoy that one. It'll be good. So head on over to DWNProductions.net and buy fucking everything you can. The world's gonna end. You don't need that money. So send it to me. And just in case everything's okay, I'll have all the money so I won't have to worry about anything. And then if you have
fastcustomshirts.com and get a shirt or two. Next weekend I will be at Wits End Eric Bindel is throwing a little show there, and he's having the guy from fucking Troma is going to be there. And I guess he says he's going to be. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, go to fastcustomshirts.com. Get some shirts. You know, get the DWN production shirt if you want. It's not going to be glow in the dark, but get it. Get it.
Get the Boy Gab shirt probably right. They're listening to this, so maybe they'd like to get the shirt from the podcast.
Right.
Go to fastcustomshirts.com. Search Boy. Pardon me. Search Boy Gab and fucking gobble it up, you fuck. We good here?
I think we are.
All right, Boy Gab. This is all you heard.